Good morning. This is Mark Gould with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 22nd. Well, the good news is the days are getting longer. As of tonight, we'll get a gain a minute. So that's something out here. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices, we have March corn down a quarter cent, 662. March wheat down 0.75 cents at 767. And March beans down 4.75 cents at 1479. We did not see any new export sales here. The weather, obviously, front and center. My friends in Lexington, Nebraska, they're 15 degrees below zero. But the good news is they warm up 63 degrees by Wednesday. They're looking for 43 degrees on Wednesday. So it looks like 2 days. But, you know, 2 days is going to be enough to cause some winter kill out here. No question about it. So how much? We'll see how the trade wants to react today. Funds are still short after yesterday, 53,000 contracts of wheat. Do they want to carry that big of a short position into the long weekend with this winter kill prospects out there? We'll have to see. The export sales were light all the way around. Wheat, 334. Corn, 637. The beans, 736 old crop and 140 new crop for a total of 876. Now, it looks like southern Brazil is going to get some rains. They've been dry for the last week or 10 days, so they're going to be getting some rains next week. Argentina, they've extended the rains not only Friday but into Saturday now, so we don't see anything particularly tough there, except Argentina looks like it'll turn dry again through the end of the week, but they are getting some rains out here. Really, it's heading into the long weekend. Tomorrow, I can't see the funds wanting to get too involved in here. You know, the bean market, we keep, you know, trying to move toward that $15 level in March beans. Every time we get up there, they just seem to give it back again. We sold some corn and beans yesterday on the rally. And, I just don't see, the bull market out here, particularly if Argentina gets those rains tomorrow and Saturday. There's just not that many threats out there. The rest of Brazil is in great shape. So I just, I have my doubts whether these beans can hold up here. The funds are long. 123,000 contracts of beans, 118 meal, 63 oil. So obviously the beans and the meal could lead this thing down here. But we'll have to see what the funds want to do with the wheat. The corn market, it's hanging in there. We closed over the 10 and 20-day moving averages yesterday, both the corn and the wheat. That's generally a good sign, but in these markets, really, who knows out here? So, I don't think the winter kill is going to have any effect on corn or beans out here, really. But the wheat might drag up the corn. We've had wheat prices in India scream to the highest levels they've seen in ages, and that's making our wheat a little bit more competitive around the world. So that's a little bit helpful for the wheat. But I think overall, there's going to be plenty of wheat in the world. But, it's hard to think that we'd get too excited here before the long weekend. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.